Everybody would have been disbarred by now.
Right.
This is not, this is way too far off the track. This dude smashed a guard's head with.
Right.
And still, like, somehow nobody saw it. I'm like, nah. Literally splattered this dude's skull. I'm like,
oh, wait.
No. No, it's too much. Now you taking it too far. Right. But I still watch.
Is there ever a TV?
I know, I still watch.
Because the whole fact when she got, when he stole her stuff to get Tommy out, and like, there was like no repercussions really. And
right.
Kind of like that would never happen in the real world.
It never happens. It never happens. Man, Tommy and lost his marbles.
He's been a psychopath since episode one.
All sorts of marbles.
Killed Holly, and then he just really went off the rails.
Yeah, did you see the last episode?
Right, when he killed that.
Who was that? Her uncle?
I don't even remember that story being told.
He did a lot. He sought out her uncle.
Like he was going to buy a house. And right. Just like,
and then killed that
with a bat in the house he was about to sell.
Yeah, that joint's crazy. But check out Survivor's Remorse.
Survivor's Remorse is good.
LeBron James is
producer.
Yeah, the producer. Like producer. But it's about like, dude gets drafted, gets hella money, and like all the drama that happens with his family. Like as they get money, and it's like people back home start saying, "Hey," you know what I mean? So,
I helped you. I protected you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm watching mostly.
Music wise, though, I need something to listen to. Usually I'll go out and find my own music, but like I made a playlist for the blog and I've just been listening to that. It's like old school, yeah. New school R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So like just
their new school R&B. Does R&B exist anymore?
Let me rephrase that. Early 2000s.
That was good. That was a good
early
time.
Early 2000s.
Okay.
A mix of the '90s a little bit.
R&B. Yeah. It's like, does R&B exist anymore?
I'm pretty sure Neo will go down as the last,
like the last R&B artist.
He'll be the last.
It's been a minute.
Maybe Chris Brown. But
like, which album was like the last R&B Chris Brown album? Because like it's now, I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah, he want to rap now. Yeah.
Rap sing
and hit
rap
women. Sing. Like, that's his thing.
Ever since he hit women, it's just never been the same.
What was that one? There was one album that was pretty good.
Like the first two, three.
Yeah. The last full Chris Brown album I listened to was, yeah,
like that was hella long ago.
Right, and that joint, was whack. I heard that, I was like, I'm good, man.
He has one or two songs that come out afterward.
His features are pretty. Like he's featuring on some good stuff, but
you know who I like Chris Brown and Tyga together, like. I like their music.
Did they have an album together?
I don't know if people really like notice like they music together. Like I really do like
they
it.
Work.
Like when they come together and make music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no one.
I like Kendrick. He's at the top of the game right now.
I'm a J. Cole person.
My fear is that Kendrick's just gonna be commercial as fuck moving forward.
Really?
He's reached. You don't get to that level without having to compromise. Like now. All his albums after this to be
like
less.
His last album, like you could really play that whole thing on the radio.
Yeah,
you could.
His last album is hard, but that to me, that's what put him over the top. Mm-hmm. But now, like, he's been accepted by the mainstream.
And that's always the thing.
A lot of the stuff he was saying is definitely gonna change, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little more censored. It's not gonna be like my favorite song. On his new album was Triple X because that's some real shit. Like you kill mine, like I'm gonna really kill you. On some real, like I'm gonna fuck that cop up. Like what are you doing?
The most underrated album of the year to me was Big Sean's last album.
You know what? I agree with you.
That album was honestly the album of my life at the moment.
Really?
To be real with you. That was the app. All the shit he was saying to me, I'm like, yo.
I keep saying Big Sean is low key underrated.
Yeah.
Like, people don't really understand. And like that album he had with Jhené Aiko.
Yeah.
I could play that whole shit. Like I played in my car.
It all spoke. No more interviews. Spoke to me like bounce back. But like it all spoke to me. Like I'm like, yeah, I knew this album really came into my life at the right time. Like, but it got no love. Like no one talked about Big Sean's album.
Who like talked Big Sean? No one. Is like really like low key underrated.
Yeah,
like, people know he could rap, but like, do y'all hear what he be saying sometimes? Like,
because he's in a tough class. I mean, he's probably in the best rap class that's come out in a while. He's with J. Cole. He's with Wale. He's with Drake. He's with all of Kendrick. Like, it's truly an all star. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what was that? The 2003 NBA draft with LeBron James. It's like trying to differentiate yourself in that class.
Right.
See, but Big Sean is more of a relaxed kind of dude. He doesn't go out here and go hard like a Kendrick.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess people think he's, like, slacking, but no, that's just, he's just really chill. Like, he's not out there screaming, just fuck a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah. And to me, Big Sean is talking about, like, like Big Sean and Wale talk about personal stuff. This is what's happening in my life. This is what I have to say. And Kendrick is trying to take critical analysis to stuff. Like he's trying to talk about the black fight and stuff. And that's cool. That has its place. But in terms of like my personal day to day, Big Sean and Wale speak to me. Like I listen to a lot of Wale in college. Like Lotus Flower Bomb, like all that good stuff. Right. And now recently, I find myself like listening to a lot of Big Sean because I feel like some of the stuff he's saying is factual, right? Like the stuff we all go through. And Kendrick is cool when you with, you know, your homies or group. Like, you know, because he's speaking to the issues, you know, at large.
I think J. Cole's last album didn't really connect with me.
Really?
I listened to it a few times, but it just haven't registered with me. It's just, I have to see it in the car, I just haven't went back. It just haven't registered, I guess.
Have you listened to Big Sean's album?
No, I have not. I guess I'll listen to that.
Cool. Give it a listen, man.
Yeah. Well, for my birthday, we went to... I don't know,
I feel like now it's just like, I went to that brunch thing, it's like, okay, now what do I do next? Like, I would like to go, yeah, like...
That was really...
Like,
yo,
when is it having that again?
No, we went to Essex Junction in Bloomfield for my birthday.
Oh, how is that? People keep saying it's lit.
Yo, it was $32 from, like, 12 to, like, 8.
What?
Unlimited drinks.
You get brunch. Unlimited drinks. I had to leave early because I had somewhere else to go because it was my birthday and I had a bunch of things to do. They were like, where are you going? I think it's Black Owned. I'm pretty sure it's Black Owned. Y'all should like get us. Y'all should sponsor us. We'll advertise for you.
It's in Elizabeth?
Bloomfield.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the DJ was on point.
It was really
good. It was like early, like it was 2000s. Really like smooth, like I don't know.
What was the crowd like? What was the crowd like?
What? The girls looked good. They had on heels. Club dresses.
Club dresses?
At 1 o'clock in the day.
Right. Club? At brunch?
Right.
Like, what? I had on sneakers. I'm like, oh, I'm.
Are they club dresses? Right. No, yeah. It was. If I didn't have to go out and stay longer, because.
Yeah, I actually left, went to Wendy's, came back. And took drank two more drinks.
I've seen Essex Junction on like people's Instagram and Facebook, but I've never gone myself. But people say
inside
like
it's really
only
nice.
Been like 2 years that they've been.
Oh, that's still new.
Still new.
And it's Black owned?
I think because
it's just the
feeling,
the
vibe
you get, like,
you get, the people you see around it. Mm-hmm. There was this older Black woman that was like running back and forth. That she looked like she was dressed really like an older. But she was also like helping when they needed to get plates out. And then there was another guy that was like walking around that looked like a manager. And then when we were leaving, we were like, oh, how long? I asked how long you've been open, and she like made a joke. And it's like, it's all because of him.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounded like he was the manager person that kind of put the idea together. They need to do that again because that was.
Is that every? Is that?
It was like
Sunday or Saturday.
It was a Saturday. It was on my birthday.
It was a Saturday.
Right, July 22nd.
Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like we need more of that in Jersey. I feel like Jersey, we don't have a ton of good brunch spots.
Are there a bunch
even
of brunch?
Like even clubs? Like where do you go?
I know someone who's trying to do like the brunch scene, get the brunch scene going, but there's not a lot of like.
It's up to the restaurants.
That's what I'm saying. It's really.
What
up
about
to
all those restaurants downtown that are now there?
Okay, a lot of them have done brunch and then they stopped. So
have they advertised them? Because like
probably not.
I found out about the Essence Junction thing because it was on Facebook. Like you know how you pay for like an ad on Facebook? That's how I found out about it, and it was like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my birthday. Oh, this is perfect. I recently Shannon and brought my sister. Shannon brought Tyler.
We don't have a really good brunch scene in Newark.
Definitely got it.
I mean, folks go to Tops, but.
Tops, you gotta stand for like an hour.
Tops, you literally have to wait for an hour.
And you can't
like. Any place I gotta wait that long, I'll just like, look, turn around.
And it's like,
I'll go to Don's Diner.
And it's literally like, it's just food. Like, you gotta come ready. Like, we that need album. More of like music.
Yeah, that DJ.
He was really good. When I heard Anne Marie, I was done.
Anne Marie. Foolish. Ashanti.
They had Ashanti, like.
And by that time, I had like four, I don't even know, several mimosas.
I had a lot.
Y'all hyping Essex Junction up.
Baby. Right, y'all should sponsor us.
Right.
I was like lurking on their Facebook page. They have like trivia nights and like other stuff. I'm like, oh, but
well,
there's no schedule to like follow.
Oh, they also have happy hour on the weekends.
Yeah, happy hour every day.
I gotta check them out. For real. I definitely gotta check them out.
Gave them a bunch of free advertising.
Yeah.
Hella free advertising.
It's a shame that there's nothing in Newark though. You would think that they are like, oh yeah.
And there might be. I may not be hit, but
I mean, look, I ain't trying to get shot up.
Nah,
I'm just like,
like to a brunch thing downtown.
Yeah, but that's downtown.
Like, is there like?
No, yeah, but that's where all the restaurants
is.
Are
that's
concentrated.
Downtown, like,
I mean,
you see what they're trying to make downtown into?
Of course.
It's Whole Foods there, like.
Right. What do you think about the Whole Foods?
I mean, I get the cultural arguments, but I'm not gonna lie and say I don't shop there. I mean, I shop there.
I mean, I like it, but it's just like,
I think it's a little smaller than a normal Whole Foods.
Really?
But
the one downtown?
Yeah.
I've never been in there.
Because I think it may just be the space constraints, but yeah, it's like, you know, some locally sourced stuff and. You know, people do full shop, and I see people in there spending $250, you know, coming out, like.
Paying them, but, like, two bags of food.
Yeah, I see people, like, tying up their dogs outside of it. It's bizarre, man. Like, it's bizarre
this
when you see that. Like, a family, especially, like, a white family, like, walking down the street with their dog and their little,
you know,
their little kid.
Like, you can't even count downtown. Like, that's, like, this own little town right there, like.
It's changing. It's changing quickly. It's it's pros and cons to it, I guess, but it's definitely changing quickly. Cause this is probably the first time in my life that I see people on like white folks on weekends, like seriously, casually
in Newark,
hanging out downtown Newark, like in the park. You know.
Well, didn't you talk about the time like you went? You went to the park and they were like doing Tai Chi or something.
Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. They have yoga on the weekends in Military Park.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
But the person who does yoga is black. So.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yoga, all types. They have like a kickball league in Military Park now. Yeah, they have like movies on. They finish. I don't know if you've been to Riverfront Park, which is. Closer to the Ironbound, but it's beautiful, man. I recommend y'all go check it out. Like, they spend a good chunk of change on it, and it's really a beautiful park. It's like right on the Passaic River. You can see like the downtown skyline, but they do like movie nights there on the weekends, and like
I heard they have like little pop-up dinners and
They had like an all-white pop-up dinner last summer.
I wanted to go to that.
It was crazy. It was crazy, and they had a bunch of photos on Instagram. I was like, all right, Newark, I see you.
The bougie part of Newark.
But Baraka is like trying to keep it friendly to like people that have been there, right? Do you think he's doing a good job? He says that we don't want to displace and kick people out.
You know what? I believe that because I am like looking for an apartment and there's a building on my block, so I'm gonna call and ask him to find out more about the place. Mm-hmm. And it's they're only taking people who have Section 8.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's like renovated. Everything's brand new.
And this is Newark?
Mm-hmm.
Where you live?
Right off of South Orange Ave. And the what?
You made a face though.
Me?
Yeah.
No,
do you think he's doing a good job of trying to keep it?
I don't think he's doing a good job, but he's doing something.
Yeah. I think he's the person Newark probably needs at this moment. Because he's from Newark, he gets it, he's like kind of hoorah about the history of the city. I think the market is going to do what the market's going to do. I think the people recognize that Newark is advantageous, that it's close to the city, that it has all this stuff. So the market is just going to build because there's an opportunity there. But I think his job has been, okay, how do we keep it going? But make sure folks have some stake in it. And I think, to his credit, man, I think he's doing that well. And I think the love he gets in Newark is reflective of that. Like, people love him for that, like, for holding it down. So I can't even be mad at it. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I think Newark in 5 years is going to look a lot different. Like, even Newark today, I think 5 years ago was unimaginable,
definitely,
right?
Definitely like, different. They're opening a barcade downtown too.
Yeah.
A barcade.
And they only have, exactly. They only have barcades in like Jersey City, Manhattan.
Yeah, the one in Jersey City.
I've never heard of that.
It's like all it's old art, it's like a bar, but it's all old arcade machines. Like it's Pac-Man, like Tetris, like all old like the motorcycle joints, and you can get food and you can get alcohol. And they have one in like Manhattan, one in Jersey City, I think one in DC, and they're open.
It's like a franchise, barcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And they're supposed to open in a few months. They just opened a Planet Fitness. They opened a Petco where you could go.
Petco.
Yeah, where you could get your dogs.
Ooh,
and you could have a doggy daycare.
That's for the white folk.
You're soon gonna start seeing like those silver bowls with the kibbles in the
morning. Right.
Just right outside of restaurants, like come get your food.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And like my mom, who's like from Newark, every time she comes downtown, she's just like, I can't believe it. Like, because her downtown growing up was
different.
It was not downtown.
Couldn't even imagine.
Nothing, like, man. And now, but you know it's happening everywhere. Even in East Orange, man. Like, I saw this new apartment building they're building in East Orange. It has like a rooftop.
A bunch of them
pool.
On South.
I said
South
what? It's like 25 stories, like a pool on a rooftop, and you could oversee like the Manhattan skyline because you know East Orange sits on kind of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 25 stories up, you can see downtown Newark, and then beyond it, you can see like.
Wow.
And the rents are crazy. And I'm like,
that's the thing that bothers me. The rent.
Yeah, when I was thinking of moving out,
down the street from where I live, you know, there's that new shop, right, that they built with that new building. The rent is so expensive. And I'm like, nobody lives in there. I'm like, come on now. Like, where we at right now is a lot of crime.
They built
Ain't
it
no
right across
way.
The street from the project.
Ain't no way I'ma pay that much. I think that a studio is what, $1,600?
Yeah.
Just for a studio?
Studio, yeah.
Just for a studio.
24 Jones.
What?
And it's not even downtown, bro. It's literally right next to New Community.
$1,600 for a studio?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just like...
What?
The building right here. Here's the shop, right? Yeah. Yes, the shop right here. The Taco Bell, then the Sonic. And I heard Sonic got robbed how many times? Like, yeah. I'm not paying that much high in rent.
Now, these developers are crazy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So when I was thinking of moving out, I looked into a bunch of listings in A-Star Orange.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, because I wanted a dog. And like that, you can't get a dog in any old apartment because you have to eat. They just don't allow it.
Yeah.
The places in East Orange that are so expensive have like pools. They have like shuttle services that take you to Brick Church and East Orange Station, pick you up, and like gate and like a doorman. So
that's for the white folks to get on the train.
That's what I'm saying. Go to New York. You gotta think about
go to
like
their jobs. That's not around.
They interact with. Well, even look at Orange, like right here. Like all the apartment buildings are right on top of the train station.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have to like walk off the train.
They don't have to interact with us. They could just hop on the train.
Exactly. Speaking of Orange, there's this this Haitian restaurant. I don't know what
the bakery. The little bakery right there.
No, oh, in the corner with SNA
right.
at?
Right across from that little parking
lot. Haitian patties mm-hmm. in
right.
there.
Yeah,
they're
you
really
tried
good.
The fish ones?
I haven't tried the fish ones. I used to, my mom used to take me there as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, randomly. And, I mean, we're not even Haitian, but she was just, it's so, it's so flaky.
Look,
it's so good, man.
They're A1.
Hmm?
Their patties are
A1.
It's good. It's good. We used to buy like the... We used to call ahead and get like the
you
box.
Got to. You got
and get the
to.
Box.
You got to. You got to call ahead.
Call ahead
that's
and get
the
box.
Only way.
Molly don't
miss it. Well, Molly eats.
She knows everything.
She eats.
It's so good. Quick.